Crybabies by Kim Newman.
Mrs. Flitcroft? Angela?
Yes.
And Bartholomew?
Barty. Barty Flitcroft.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Dr. Rossiter, with the Cry Company, of course. Your first child, I see.
Yes.
We're a little concerned about dilation.
Don't be. Nurse Marchetta is a childbirth professional. How many deliveries has it been?
7. All girls. I'm specialist.
See? Nothing to worry about, Angela and Barty. Your daughter will be fine.
But I looked on the net. YouMustBeSick.com says that dilation should
never be... you mind about YouMustBeSick.com. This is a home delivery, a controlled environment. I see from your prenatal contract that you, Barty, have opted to be present at the birth of your daughter.
Yes.
But you, Angela, have decided not to be.
There's still time to change your mind, Miss Flitcroft.
Indeed.
We've talked about it. I'd rather be in the sitting room.
Nothing wrong with that either. Nurse Marchetta will leave after delivery, by the back door. We guarantee the genetic material of your child is 100% from you and Barty. Oh, my mistake. 95%. I see you've opted for a gene tweak to eradicate an hereditary astigmatic tendency.
Saves on laser surgery later on.
And you took the cerebral boost with the sleep learn package. You'll be a clever child.
We wanted clever.
Most parents do.
Dr. Rossiter, it's time.
Of course it is. Would you like to see your daughter, Angela?
Joy. We're calling her Joy.
Yes, Joy. Lovely name.
Is she done yet?
No, she's just going under. All according to procedure.
Is she frozen now?
Yes. Joy's asleep. On ice. We like her vitals. She's in perfect stasis. You can bring her out of it whenever you want. Tomorrow?
It wouldn't be too convenient, actually. My consultancy is taking off, you see. I'm pulling 20-hour days, and Angela, she has a climate control charity.
Mm-hmm. Or next year, or 5 years from now. That's the beauty of delayed obligation parenthood. You've had your child, purchased your genetic immortality when you're young, at your unaugmented physical peak. Now you can put off the practical concerns of child-rearing until there's room in your lives.
She looks cold. Is she dreaming?
Let's see. No, she's jacked in perfectly. Brainwave activity is consistent with a healthy dream life. The sleep learn package is already running. She's in kindergarten already. Shapes first, then words. In her moments of waking, personality formed. She will be waiting for you when you're ready.
Tomorrow or next year, huh? Or 5 years from now, eh?
Shapes not first. Dark first, then light. Then shapes. Then words.
Circle.
Circle.
Square.
Square.
Triangle. Oblong.
Oblong.
Sleep learn accessed. Running. Dictionary. Thesaurus. Phrase and fable.
The day I was born, my parents had a party. I was everyday usage, the center of attraction. I was poetic synonym, the cynosure of all eyes. Joy, joy, joy Flitcroft. Ode to joy, pride and joy, dual meaning. Joy, girl's name, joy, great happiness. Pun, humor, Ha ha ha. Joy.
Great happiness.
Happiness.
Feeling of being happy.
Happy? Time for that later. Tomorrow, or next year, or 5 years from now. The day I was born, I was put to sleep. Frozen. On ice. Cry coma. Guaranteed by the cry company. I am a cry baby. Waiting. Happy birthday, Joy. Good night, Joy. Sleep tight.
Oh, really good work, Jackie.
You must be so proud, Ange. Mm. She's like a little sleeping beauty.
Joy. She has a name, Rue.
Joy. Oh, little Joy. Who's a little Joy then, Joy? Do you know who I am? It's Auntie Aruna. Aruna, can you say Aruna?
She's in cry coma, Rue. She won't be speaking till we bring her out of the cabinet.
When I was little, Mum froze some strawberries. They defrosted as red mush.
It doesn't happen anymore, Rue. We got strawberries right first, then cracked the people problem.
I like the red mush.
Top up, Jeff. Rue, gotta wet the baby's head, eh?
Thanks, Barty.
She looks so tiny.
She's the size we contracted for. The optimum healthy baby. There's a guarantee.
Not like when we were born.
It still seems weird to me. Don't you want to play with her?
Of course we do, Rue. That's the point. Children need a lot of time. They deserve our full attention. Just not now. We can't give it.
Barty and Ange need to conquer the world first, then secure their dynasty.
That's not what I mean, Geoffrey, and you know it.
Sorry, Ange.
After all, it's all your fault. You're with the Cry Company. If it weren't for you, this whole process wouldn't be possible.
But this isn't what was intended. The ultimate goal of cryogenic suspension has always been radical life extension. Delayed obligation parenthood is a side effect. It happens to be simpler and safer to suspend animation in the very young, the healthy.
As opposed to old, rich, sick people.
Frankly, yes. Old, rich, sick people paid for the R&D. All they want is what Joy's been born with. A reasonable shot at immortality.
Where does immortality come in?
The freezer, Rue. And the gene tweaking. It's not just that Joy won't need eye surgery. She's been augmented. She's clever. You went with clever, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, the whole package. Sleep Learn 28, with the patches.
28? Not 32?
No, 28, with the patches. 32 wasn't in our original plan. It's the same programme with flashier fonts, anyway. We went with blue eyes instead.
When will she open them?
In time. In good time.
Do I wear it? Yes, I do. I will wear it when I can. Going to the ball with my young man. Bonnet.
Archaic. Form of lady's hat.
Blue.
Primary colour.
Ball.
Spherical object. Used in games. No. Dual meaning. Reference Joy. Great happiness. Ball. Formal party. With dancing.
My young man.
My young man.
My young man.
My young man. My young man. Sleep Learn 28 has encountered a problem and must shut down. Sleep Learn Ultimate is now available.
My young man has gone to sea. When he comes back, he'll play for me. Tip to the heel and tip to the toe. And that's the way the poker goes. I have a bonnet trimmed with blue.
Is she awake?
What is she saying?
Singing.
Joy is singing.
My daughter sings.
There now, careful, Joy. Your vocal cords are only just viable. Don't strain to get the words out. This is why we only recommend leaving them in for 5 years the first time.
Is that normal?
Perfectly. I'm very happy with her. Not many crybabies come out of stasis singing.
She doesn't look like a baby anymore.
You opted for coma growth. Very wise. Avoids messy business. Toilet training and so forth. I don't understand why some parents don't take the option.
Joy. Joy. It's Mummy.
Mother.
She said Mother.
I have a bonnet trimmed with blue.
Yes, Joy, darling. Blue bonnet.
Not a blue bonnet. Trimmed with blue. I have a bonnet trimmed with blue.
Of course you have.
We recommend a period of one-to-one tuition to top up sleep learn. Joy, I am Dr. Rossiter. How do you do?
I am very well, Doctor. It is a little chilly for this time of year, perhaps.
Ah, basic etiquette and conversation. Installed and running perfectly. Joy, do you feel up to standing? Walking?
Tip to the heel and tip to the toe.
Oh, that's a brave darling. Let me help.
She can get out of her cabinet on her own, can't you, Joy?
That's the way the polka goes.
What's all this blue bonnet polka stuff? I'm not sure I like that. It makes her sound ODD.
ODD spells odd. Unusual. Distinctive. Singular. Peculiar. Not divisible by two.
You had Sleep Learn 28, didn't you? This isn't uncommon. The program provides some things arbitrarily in place of choices a child might make outside Crycoma. Joy has a favourite song, a favourite colour. It's a little crude, but I think you'll find charming. Sleep Learn Ultimate is subtler, but many prefer 28 for the approximation of traditional experience. Joy is more like you were than the next generation will be. She's a proper little girl.
And we love her. That's all that matters. Joy, from now on, we'll be with you all the time. We're going to play. We have dressing up, toys, games, all sorts of fun. We're your family. You're our treasure.
Well, we'll have to do some childproofing. Put things out of your reach. You're a tall little thing, aren't you, for your age?
I am 7 years old.
No, you're only five. 5 years was the recommended time we could leave you under.
She's actually right, darling. You had that Amazon States Coordinator term of office and I had all of North Africa to think about.
Seven? 7 years? Did we really?
I am 7 years, 9 months, 3 days, 2 hours and some minutes old. I'm sorry. Outside the cabinet, I don't have an internal clock.
She'll take a little while to adjust.
Tip to the heel and tip to the toe.
Ouch!
That's the way the poker goes.
You really must be more careful. That was Dr. Rossiter's foot. You could have hurt him.
But that is the way the poker goes.
It's also normal. She has to adjust to other people too. It will come. Next time you unfreeze her will be a much easier transition. In fact, you should be able to keep her in the machine much longer from now on, if you want.
Okie dokie days, here's an easy one. The capital city of the United States of Western America is A. Seattle, Washington, B. Sacramento, California, C. Epcot, Mickeyland, D. San Angeles Settlement, or E. Tijuana, Mexico.
That's an easy one. Maybe for you, clever Joy, some of us didn't have all facts in the known universe downloaded into our nether brains from age naught.
Oh, come on, Days. Auntie Runa took us there for your Big Ten birthday. The funnest place on earth? Beppe El Burro Mecanico? Hug a Tree Land?
Tijuana.
Give the girl a biscuit.
Oh, no, I'm dieting. It's tray unfair you can process sugars 3 times as efficiently as us naturals. Must be lardy lovely to be clever.
You always say that.
You always say that. Face it, Clever Joy, you get a free pass. You don't even have to be awake to get through the 12-plus catchment area exam.
I've got to learn guff about the assassination of Richard Branson and your mother's extinct Brazilian forest tribe and...
Brazilian. The Kipu are Brazilian. And they're still around. It's their forest that is extinct. It's why Mum is building a rain generation plant in the big clearing.
By herself?
Seems that way.
Don't complain. She could be on you like Rue is on me all the time. It's no joke having a mum who wants to be your best friend ultimate.
I thought I owned the BFU position.
That was best friend ultimate last week. We're back to the startup stage now. What have you done for me lately? Face it, BFU stroke LW. You've had all the advantages. I got a trip to Tijuana for my birthday. You got made Princess of the Kipu. I'd radically love to rapid forward advance the next year in deep sleep. Get through exams down the wire. Come out grown up free. It's going to be rubbish at next school, Joy. Standardized tests on the hour, every hour. Mandatory psychiatric probation. If you so much as set fire to a single building. Jessamine says they've got crews of bullies who go around tattooing new girls' foreheads.
You spend too much time online.
You spend too much time outside. The amount your mum goes on about ultraviolet rays, you should know better.
Like you pay attention to Auntie Rue.
That's different. My mother's clinically insane. Fact. I looked it up online.
I rest my case, my lad.
I told you there'd be trouble, Ange. Our kids are volatile elements and should be kept well apart.
Weren't you supposed to be revising?
All done, Mrs. Flitcroft. Brain overload impending.
It's all right, Mum. We've been learning.
Glad to hear it.
It's not fair, Rue. Joy's had it all pumped into her head. She's clever. I have to work.
You shouldn't talk like that. There are tolerance laws about the gene tweaked. You shouldn't say clever. It's a prohibited expression.
We talked about this, remember? It's strictly FFU.
Flitchcroft Family Unit. Load and run. Come on, Daze. Time to go home. You'll see Joy at the next school.
Rue.
You'll see Joy. Soon.
Too soon for me.
Me too, Clever Joy. Chill.
Chill.
Hello, Barty. I thought you were in Madrid.
Had to pop back for the,
I know. She told me. Are you sure you... Oh, never mind me. Come on, Daze.
Bye, Mr. Flitcroft. Chill.
Yeah, Daze. Chill.
Dad, I thought you were in meetings.
I am. Was. Will be. It's tricky, Joy Love. The Gibraltar takeover's going to happen and they need me on hand. Without the Flitcroft consultancy, there'd be a small war. Maybe not so small.
It's your job to save the world for future generations. You and Mum both. I'm not growing up in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Your grandchildren will not be mutants. No more than me, anyway.
Joy, we need to talk.
This isn't our preferred option, Joy Love, but what with your mother needed in Brazil?
The Kipu can't cope, Joy. Not without guidance, a figurehead. I'm the only one who can fill the position. The rain generation plant must be built. That means tackling local government head on. They're so corrupt.
Mm-hmm. And Gibraltar will only be able to annex Spain and get meds to the pandemic regions if the Flitcroft consultancy is fully engaged.
You're going to put me to sleep!
Don't take it like that, Joy. Think of the Kipu. Think of the big clearing. We all have to put our lives on hold for the benefit of others.
But, Dad... Oh, Mum...
Hello, Joy. Remember me? You've grown since I saw you. I see the gene tweaks have performed as guaranteed. You're exactly the proper height and weight for your body type.
Oh, Dr. Rossiter.
Now here's a nice surprise. You've outgrown your starter cry cabinet, so this is a brand new model. All upgrades are running. We can program happy memory playback in dreams. Here's the drive with all your birthday parties, all your friends' parties, and 6 free games to keep your subconscious active. Prevents atrophy of emotional range during deep sleep. No more crybaby sociopathy syndrome. It's guaranteed.
Dad, must I?
Yes, Joy Love. Chill.
Yes. Chill.
Sleep Learn, Final Generation Running. Physics. Absolute zero is the accepted peer-reviewed term for the lowest possible temperature.
At absolute zero, a total absence of heat energy is observable. Molecular motion stills to the minimum required by the concept of zero point.
Absolute zero is assigned the value of 0 K Kelvin. -273.15 degrees Celsius.
And -459.67 degrees Fahrenheit. Only at absolute zero
can perfect crystals form.
Perfect crystal. Dip to the heel and tip to the toe. And that's the way the poke.
Shut that off, Jeff.
I'm trying. I have to revise the care protocol.
Just do it.
Core critical.
What's happening?
Nothing to worry about, Joy Love.
Core critical.
Dad.
Jeff, get that thing.
Core critical.
Done. She's disconnected.
Where's Mom? Dad?
Oh, you've got some catching up to do. This isn't the way we'd have wanted to wake you, but we had no other option. Mm-hmm. You need to be up before Angela can get the World Court order overturned.
What? Okay, say all that again. With footnotes. First, where's Mum?
Brazil. It's called Greater Kipu Land now.
Uncle Jeff.
Look, remember when the Kipu made her queen? It's not just an honorific title. Your mother is Queen of Brazil. And we're divorced.
Oh, I've got a cold in my head. Like an ice cream headache. Where's the doctor?
We've had to get you up without him this time. Your mother has been a legal nuisance.
Yeah.
She's claiming sovereign right, diplomatic immunity, and anything else she can think of. We have been forced to do this.
We who?
Me and your dad, Joy.
Jeff and I are partnered now, Joy Love.
You're in business with Uncle Jeff?
No, we're partnered, married. You have missed a lot, Joy Love.
How long was I asleep?
10 years. In that time, you've metabolically aged about 2 years.
It never stopped, Dad. Sleep learn. It just kept on and on and on.
You should have 4 degree-level qualifications.
But what subjects did I get?
Quantum physics, geopolitics, archaeology, and the history of France.
No, it was the history of dance I wanted.
Sorry. It was misinput. Look, it could be fixed.
I have degree-level knowledge of something I'm not even interested in. So much horror. Gilles de Rais, the religious wars, the terror, Vimy Ridge, the velodrome, the channel tunnel neurotoxin attack, the surrealist riots. Dad!
I'm sorry, Joy Love, but look, you have to pay attention. This is important. We need your signature on an assent form. Your mother wants you in deep sleep indefinitely. Jeff and I want to co-parent and bring you out of the cold. Do you understand?
My head really hurts, Dad. What happened in Spain?
Spain? Oh, that was years ago. I don't remember when you went under. Well, there was a war. Gibraltar and the Basque lands fought over scraps. The Flitcroft consultancy was wound up.
Then restarted.
Yeah.
You're not poor, Joy. A lot of the assets are in your name. You know, Northampton?
The town?
It's yours. We bought it as an investment.
Yeah.
The new civic multi-faith centre and Mickey Mart is named the Citadel of Joy, in honour of you!
Protocol breached. Warranty invalid. Protocol breached. Warranty invalid.
That's enough of that!
Protocol breach. Warranty.
Joy, here's someone to see you. Someone you'll remember. Come in, Poppet. Joy's awake now.
Help her with the form, Daze.
Dad, what have you done to me?
Sorry, it'll be all right. Daze, take her hand.
Ah, it's cold.
Daze.
Oh, please let go, you're hurting.
Daze!
Cry cabinet warranty has been invalidated by unauthorized access. An error message has been received by the Cry company. Enforcement services will be with you shortly. Please cooperate with our trained personnel. This violent legal intervention may be recorded for training and entertainment purposes.
Cry cabinet warranty has been invalidated.
Joy, please try to hold the stylo.
It bit me, Dad. The pen bit me.
That's just the DNA harvest. Try to write. J is for Jeremiah. O is for owl.
Why?
Give it up, Bart. They're here.
Oh, we knew this would happen.
Come on, Joy Love!
Absolute zero is the accepted...
Good evening, Mr. and Mr. Flitcroft. It's good to see you again, though I would have preferred different circumstances. Geoffrey, you should know better than to tamper with protocols.
We should be all right, Doctor.
I think so. We're in time to effect repairs and restore deep sleep. That, I believe, is Her Majesty Queen Angela's ruling.
Couldn't you bring her up? Get her out of that thing.
Legally, no, and medically it's not advisable. I think this is all for the best. Mr. Flitcroft? See, it's just like opening a fridge. The upgrade provides a safe, swift thaw. Joy will be far less disoriented.
Joy?
Love?
Mummy, Daddy!
We're reunited, Joy. Thank the good father. It's all settled.
The Flitcroft family unit is certified functional. We've won awards for it. Mom and Dad and two kids, just like in the old days. Joy, they're calling this the Age of New Happiness. Isn't that super?
Aren't you Queen of the Kipu?
Kipustan is a republic now. I abdicated 3 years ago to spend more time with my family.
Family is important. We're a hard-working family. Society is all about hard-working families. Everyone else is selfish. The family unit is seemly.
What am I wearing?
A pretty dress. Modest and proper. Don't fuss with your mask, dear. It's not nice to show your forehead in public.
You're 16 years old now, Joy, legally and physically.
Doctor, how long ago was I born?
53 years.
Why aren't you all older? Have any of you been, sleeping?
Good father, no. It's not an option for grown-ups, yet.
The great work continues. There have been remarkable breakthroughs in radical life extension.
What else have I missed this time?
Hard to know where to begin. Before the Age of New Happiness, it all seems vague. When were you last awake?
Uncle Jeff was here.
We don't talk about that.
Yes. Geoffrey was... Well, he was a bad man. He led me from the path of the good father. He's been reassigned. A miracle, really. He'll never be new happy, but he is content. He's working with Dr. Rossiter.
Very valuable man. Useful in the laboratory. Interesting DNA spiral.
Oh, good father and unworthy mother, what are we thinking? We've not told you the best thing of all. I know you'll be so pleased. You have a little brother.
A brother? Another like me, a crybaby?
Oh, no. Ari is a natural. It's the new thing now to be natural. I'm afraid crybabies are a bit old-fashioned. Best not to mention it outside the family, you'll find. And he's not clever. No one's clever anymore.
Except me.
We're working on a revision. Within a year or so, we shall be able to strip out the rogue gene and restore you to a healthy median.
You'll feel better without the burden of your unfair advantage. It only clutters up your head, distracts you from the things that are important. Family, hard work. Happiness.
I can still remember all the things I've learned. The Merovingians, the Bourbons, the Bonapartes, the Zidanes. Louis XVI was the King of France in 1718.
None of that.
Oh!
There'll be no cleverness here. You'll have to cure yourself of it.
You hit me. That used to be illegal.
I've a mothering license. Chastisement is a duty. It's necessary for the chain of command inside a hard-working family. You'll be issued with a contract which lists your duties, rights and obligations. You'll have so much fun learning them. In the meantime, we've got you a provisional daughtering permit.
Provisional?
It takes more than biology to be part of a hard-working family, Joy Love. You have to find your proper place. Ari is an ideal son, and though biologically he was sired by a Kipu warrior, I have taken him in to the Flitcroft family unit.
Dr. Rossiter, can I ask to be put to sleep again?
Joy!
Hold back, wife. It was only a joke, wasn't it, Joy Love? Be careful of jokes. Being funny is a little bit too much like being clever.
It's not seemly in a daughter or a wife.
Dr. Rossiter!
As a female of the Flitcroft family unit, you are subject to decisions made by your eldest male relative. In this case, your father.
Dad!
Run along and help your mother, Joy Love. Dr. Rossiter and I have man's business to talk. Money and hard work and things you needn't trouble your smooth little forehead with.
suppose. Look, there is one. A monster.
A monster? Aye! It attacks the city!
Unnatural, unnatural!
What is it, Troglodge? Just push off, will you?
Monster.
I don't think I'm the monster on the street, kiddo.
Cry, baby.
What if I am? What's so great about being awake your whole life?
Unnatural. Clever.
Cry, baby. 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 Cry, baby.
Don't you have anything better to do? Just go and stick your tongues in the charge sockets of an electric cart.
Cry, baby. Cry, baby. Cry, baby. Cry, baby.
Harry, what are you doing?
He is a monster.
You know that's rubbish.
Harry.
He is a monster like you.
Your sister's a crybaby, Harry.
Half-sister?
Still? A crybaby girl?
Let us get away from the monsters. They cannot curse us with clever if we shift to awesome power.
Awesome power?
Yay! Awesome power! 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 Awesome power!
Hello, I'm Joy.
I know. I'm the other one on this street. Roger.
I'm 53.
46.
How long have you been warm?
A couple of weeks. You?
7 months, 6 days, 5 hours and 9 minutes.
I miss the internal clock too.
Well, you sleep learned?
Oh yes, sleep learned beyond. Ask me about carboniferous layers.
Ask me about the Paris Commune. How are you enjoying new happy?
A lot less than old happy, you?
I missed old happy while I was under. I used to think I could just pop back into the cry cabinet for a nap and wake up to find flying cars and alien embassies and matter transportation and everyone dressed in silver togas. I didn't think I'd find everyone so stupid. What is it?
Your scarf slipped. I can see your hair.
Is that all?
You can be fined. Your father will chastise you.
I'd like to see him try.
I can't believe you're suspended from school again, Jay.
What school? I already have useless degrees. I don't need useless mental conditioning on top. And I'm not wearing a headscarf anymore. That's that. I'd rather shave my hair altogether. Would you like me bald?
It'd be a look. Radical, clever, mutant.
Everyone knows I'm clever, so why try to hide it? If the naturals don't like us, why not make them afraid of us? Will you be my hunchback minion, Rog?
Rog. Good minion to Joy. Rog, obey.
Come here, minion.
Joy! Ah, there you are. Hello, good son, Roger.
Mr. F, Angela.
Will you be staying for tea, Roger?
No, I've given Joy the homework assignment from school. She'll catch up in no time, don't worry about her. It's a silly suspension.
Very considerate of you to say so, Roger. Supportive.
Still, must be going. See you later, Jay.
I'll show you out, Rog.
If Roger could see himself out, we,
need to talk.
Not again. I don't care. Just freeze me. Don't tell me why. Just do it. You will anyway.
It's not like that.
Joy. You know how I feel. You know who we are. Don't let the naturals grind you down. Goodbye.
I do wish you wouldn't kick around with that boy. The two of you together, it's awkward. You'll never fit in if you encourage each other.
I'm guessing that won't be a problem soon. I only ever see you alone in the same room when it's time to tell me that I'm going to sleep again.
It's not like that this time.
Grief. You're not freezing me.
Yes, well, we are. But you can't say, it's not like before. It's not us. Not our decision. We protested.
Yes, Joy, love. Your father protested. I supported him at the tribunal, as was seemly. He took it all the way up to the World Court. We've been keeping it from you, hoping we'd win and you'd never even know.
The World Court?
It's emissions, love, byproducts, energy usage. We're in the red, deeply.
The Flitcroft family unit. There's a cap now, and you've exceeded your lifetime's emissions. So you have to go to sleep.
How did that happen? I wasn't here for most of my lifetime.
I'm sorry, but you were, love. The old cry cabinet was fossil, not fusion. Do you have any idea how many emission ergs it takes to maintain absolute zero?
So I used up too much energy asleep, and as a result, you're pushing me under again.
We have fusion now. No more fossil. You'll barely use an emission erg a year.
It's the Flitcroft family unit, not me. You've hammered on about how we're a legal entity, so I've had my turn under. What about Ari? Shouldn't he get a chance to try deep sleep? If it's good enough for a girl, well, then it must be super for him.
Ari's a natural, Joy, love. We mustn't compromise that. You've had all the advantages. It's not fair to make him suffer.
I wish you could hear yourself sometimes.
Why are you so upset? You've gone through this before. It doesn't hurt. You just drop off for a spell.
And who knows, love? Things might change when you wake. They say the scarf laws are being overturned.
You two don't need a cry cabinet to reach absolute zero. You've got there all on your own.
Oh, Joy, love.
Are we ready?
Oh, hello, Doctor. You're looking just the same as ever.
Hello, Joy.
Get it over with.
Probably for the best. She's coming out of it.
Dr. Rossiter, what is it now?
Joy, it's me, Roger.
How long have I been under? Only a few days. Have you woken me up without them knowing? We could run away.
It's not like that. We're in sync because I have myself frozen. Set a precedent. There's a law named after us. Well, you. Joy's law.
How long this time? How old am I?
You're 124, Joy.
You look good on it. About 19. And legally, you're grown up. We both are.
Free.
Yes, free. Free of a lot of things. Being in sync is important now in a lot of ways. You won't need a headscarf. Hard-working families are old-fashioned. Women can have jobs and talk back and do anything, except ride a bicycle, of course. It's chill to be a crybaby now. We're all getting free, waking up, coming into fortunes. What we do gets imitated, and there's a lot of interest in you. You were one of the first.
Everyone knows Joy Flitcroft. You became quite a celebrity, thanks to Roger here and, in a small way, myself.
Where are Mum and Dad?
You should be prepared for this, Jay.
They're dead.
No, of course not. Few people die anymore.
It's that they're old, Joy. Too old to be here for you. I mean, seriously, old. Older than my parents, and that's saying something.
Ari?
Your former brother. He divorced your parents 40 years ago. He's married to a dolphin.
You're making this up.
No, it's truth, honest. You're going to come out of the cabinet.
Not until you kiss me.
I'll be in the other room with the other cabinets.
Rog.
Jay.
Are my lips still cold?
I'm used to it.
Tell me the new happy age is over.
Years ago, we missed its long, scandal-plagued decline. I've only been up a week.
So what's this era called?
Complicated. The complicated age.
Sounds wonderful.
Come through, Joy. Barty and Angela are ready to see you now.
Mum? Mm. Dad?
Who's that?
They look just the same. I thought they were old.
They are, Joy. Ooh. Inside. We can do wonders with the skin and most of the vital organs, but medical science still has its limits.
Joy, love.
Is that her? Joy?
Yes, Mum, it's me.
Barty, she's awake. Joy.
What? Joy, awake? No, that's not.
Dad, I'm right here.
Barty, your father failed his competency test. It's nothing serious. Lots of century and a half folks get that way. No reason to worry. But, well, your mother never even took the annual test, so she's not registered. And with your brother legally subsumed into the Marianas dolphin pod, you are now the director of the Flitcroft family unit. Sole executive control, devolves to you. Congratulations. Wise investments were made and maintained. You are very healthy in money terms. You have to make certain policy decisions, Joy. Your parent status is yours to determine. Look at these brochures. The research continues. Radical life extension is a very real possibility, but not everything can be fixed at the moment. In the future, who knows?
What's wrong with them?
There's no apparent organic deterioration. Their diminished competence may be an entirely psychological effect from having lived too long without proper rest. Everyone takes short deep naps now, like you and Roger. It's the way to cope with the additional years.
Old, rich, sick people. That's who this was always for. And that's what they are now.
What's she saying?
What's who saying? You stop chattering, and I'm trying to think.
There are procedures, and you'll need to endorse this. They'll be happier, you know.
Yes, I do know.
For it now. The complicated age is big on ceremonies.
Marrying a dolphin, buying a new electric cart, signing a contract with your fusion provider.
Freezing your parents.
Bloody thing.
Come now, Barty.
It's not Angela. Right.
Mustn't fuss.
Sure, I can't get over how they look.
Me neither. They never change.
Tomorrow, or next year, or 5 years from now.
Oh dear. It looks cold.
It's fine, Mum. You'll rest.
We did the best we could.
No. Yes, Mum. I know you did.
Oh. Oh.
Eventually we'll find cures, Joy. Cures for everything. You mustn't feel alone.
No. Not alone, Joy.
Plenty of young people have parents in stasis now. The trust fund covers the upkeep.
Thank you, Doctor.
I have another ceremony to attend. Goodbye to you both.
So long.
See you around?
Not if I see him first. Not new happy. Happy. Relaxed. No worries.
Not like us.
No. We've so much to worry about in the complicated age. Come on, Rog, let's go outside. Play in the sunshine.
Aren't we a bit old for that?
We've got catching up to do. Come on.
Crybabies was written by Kim Newman. Dr. Rossiter was played by Alex Jennings, with Angela Flitcroft played by Natasha Little. Barty Flitcroft was played by Rupert Degas. Joy was played by Sia Barclay. The Sleep Learn Machine was Sarah Douglas. Roger was played by Colin Morgan, Aruna was Emma Darwall-Smith, Jeff was Sam Alexander, and Daisy was played by Kirsty Stewart. Ari was Rob Kendrick, and Nurse Marquetta and the Young Girl were played by Emma Handy. The music was composed by Jeremy Paul Carroll, and it was produced and directed by Neil Gardner. Crybabies was a Ladbroke Radio production for BBC Radio 4.